The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
And hello from the North Pole. Welcome to another episode of the North Pole Podcast. My name is L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News on Kringle Radio. As the season approaches, the North Pole kicks things off as they traditionally do with the grand celebration of Halloween. Here once again on the podcast is Elf Crash Murphy, famed Eye in the Sky reporter, expert elf trainer, notorious North Pole answer man, and a big celebrator of Halloween, joining us now to discuss it all. Crash, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, I can't tell you that, Frank. You know that's a big secret. Elves all over the North Pole are working on costumes that they will not reveal until that big moment of the party on October 31st. There's a contest to win here.
Yes, it is one of several contests the North Pole sponsors in the lead-up to Christmas. Which do you think is bigger, the Halloween costume contest or the Christmas lights contest?
It's hard to say, Frank, and don't forget the trike decorating contest for the North Pole Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, that's right, that is a big deal. Will there even be a North Pole Thanksgiving Day Parade this year, Crash?
Well, I'm on the committee, as you know, Frank, and I think that will happen this year if everything works out okay.
Crash, the point in this episode is to discuss the North Pole Halloween. We've had news reports, you and I, that we have done talking about this event in the past. And I suppose we'll cover it in the news again this year, and we have another episode of the North Pole Podcast titled Elf Holidays that talks about this a little bit. But we thought we'd go over this again in this episode because we keep getting questions about how and why the North Pole celebrates Halloween.
Yes, I don't think people really understand that there is a connection between Halloween and Christmas. Well, and a connection between Thanksgiving and Christmas too, Frank. They're all kind of connected.
Okay, we'll get into all that, but before we do, let's just get to one of our questions first that I think may introduce the idea of a Halloween and Christmas connection.
Okay, fire away.
It's a question from Abby in North Carolina. She asked, I thought Halloween was scary and maybe even a little bit bad. Bones and blood, witches and ghosts, kind of dark, evil type of stuff. Why does the North Pole celebrate that?
Well, that's a very good observation, Frank. How old is she?
I think she's about 11.
Okay, that might explain Abby's question a little bit. That's an age where a lot of folks start to really look at things and ask questions. And I'm glad Abby asked this question. It's a very good one.
Well, none of that stuff has really bothered me, Crash. But then again, I really do not think the North Pole celebrates Halloween much with the gruesome stuff.
Well, we don't, Frank, but it is part of Halloween for some people in some parts of the world. I can't speak for everybody, but I don't think many like the idea of Halloween being necessarily bad. I think some people are just really entertained by spooky stuff. Some people like the horror. Some like getting scared. I kind of get that. Ghost stories, I would tell you, are more of a personal favorite with that kind of stuff, I think.
Well, Christmas in some places has ghost stories. Back in the day, telling ghost stories was kind of something that they did, sort of like us these days driving around to look at Christmas lights. It was a tradition. It was an activity that just happened at Christmas.
Yes, and even back then, people didn't know why they did it. They just did it because it was tradition.
Isn't that the way it is with a lot of traditions?
Yes, of course, those traditions were born at a different time. Back in those days, most people lived on farms, and there wasn't time during the warm weather months for getting together and celebrating things. They didn't have a calendar of official holidays. But when the summer was over and the harvest was in and the days got darker and longer, well, that was a time to get in a little fun and to have entertainment, hold parties. That's why it was known as the holiday season, Frank.
But they still celebrated Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, didn't they?
Well, of course they did. They just might have been a little different then. Halloween wasn't even a word then, and Thanksgiving was known about, but it came whenever the government said it had to happen for some reason. Christmas has always been Christmas, but these other holidays just happened around it because that was the time of years when, well, holidays could be taken.
So you're saying because they were so busy with work the other months of the year that they did all this stuff when it got to be wintertime?
Well, Frank, I grew up on a farm. I understand this pretty good. In the wintertime, life is pretty boring, and on a farm sometimes it's dark and cold in the winter and nothing grows. It can get kind of boring, so it makes sense they would hold their parties at that time of the year.
Okay, but other than the time of year, what makes Halloween connected to Christmas?
Well, the word Halloween comes from a very old form of harvest tradition called Hallowed Evening, Frank. It was a night, usually the 31st of October, for honoring the dead. But not creepy dead, like bodies and bones and blood, but, you know, family dead. People who were part of families who'd passed away. It was a special time to remember those people.
So it wasn't a scary or spooky thing?
No, it was a fun thing, a happy thing. It was a remembering thing, not a sad or mournful thing. It was a very important night of the year, a night of celebration of those who came before and of remembering them.
That's really interesting, Crash, but I don't know how that connects to Christmas.
Well, Frank, you've heard of Christmas caroling, right? You've heard of the wassail bowl, you've heard of mumming?
Yes, but I still don't get it, Crash.
Well, those are all different activities, some from different places, where people went door-to-door greeting their neighbors.
You mean like trick-or-treating?
Now you're thinking, Frank. They would go door-to-door sharing happy greetings and sharing food. And they did that to wish people well for the year ahead. Think New Year's, Frank. Christmas happens around the time when it's the darkest, so here are people going door-to-door bringing light and wishing people well for the new year, you know, spending their holidays. It all kind of ended up mashed together over time.
So you're saying that Halloween today actually has a little Christmas in it?
Yeah, and Christmas has a little Halloween in it, too. It happened all over time because it was tradition that was celebrated in different places and in different languages. And people weren't paying attention much to why they did it. They just all kind of blended together at that time of year.
This is really interesting, Crash.
Well, yes, that's why Santa endorses the Institute for Merriment Studies here at the North Pole. It's not just about Christmas. It's about all holidays. As elves, he wants us to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Does this mean we'll be honoring our dead this Halloween?
Well, no, Halloween's become something a little different now, and that's okay. We can always go back to that, but we should stick with what we know, I think. And here at the North Pole, Halloween is a creative time of making costumes and getting together for a good party. There's nothing wrong with that, Frank.
Well, I'm not too good at the costume thing, Crash.
Well, that's why we do it every year, Frank. You get good at it by participating. I think you should make a costume this year, and, well, you might not win, but you'll learn, and your next costume next Halloween will be better, and then it'll be better after that. And you'll have a great time doing it, just like all of us.
Thanks, Crash. Great advice as always, and thanks for being here on the North Pole Podcast. And we'll see you on the radio next week as we report once again on the North Pole Halloween. For Elf Crash Murphy and all of us at the North Pole, this is Elf Frank Murr wishing you a happy Halloween and thanking you for listening to the North Pole Podcast. Catch our next episode coming out soon at northpolepodcast.com and Santa Update.